This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. $886 billion is a lot of money, even in as big an economy as this one is. So we pause here to spend a few moments on something known in Washington, D.C. as the NDAA. To us civilians, it's the National Defense Authorization Act, which, just like it sounds, authorizes how our national defense dollars can be spent. It's one of those must-pass pieces of legislation that, despite the epic dysfunction in the American Congress, always does pass with plenty of votes from both sides of the aisle. The House passed its version this morning, although pretty much along party lines, which explains, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from Washington, the partisan morass that national defense is about to fall into.
The National Defense Authorization Act is always a big bill with hundreds of amendments and some tough negotiations over top-line numbers, balancing defense and non-defense spending.
And then there are controversies over different weapon systems, over which members' districts are going to get contracts or not. But this year is a little bit unusual.
Matthew Koenig runs the Atlantic Council Scowcroft Center for Strategy and Security. Sure, there are things in the bill like a 5.2% raise for service members and Pentagon employees, but also
there is more debating over these controversial social issues and whether the Congress will allocate funding to the Pentagon for things like diversity and diversity training, travel out of state for abortions and things like that.
These amendments focused on hot-button cultural issues are likely a poison pill which will tank the bill in the Senate. So, says Kylan Hunter, a senior political scientist at the RAND Corporation,
it's going to open up a long series of deliberations and negotiations that have the potential to really delay this process.
This is all ideally supposed to be done by October, but if it's not,
there won't be any new innovation. There won't be any new advancement. We are, in a holding pattern for acquiring new gear and technologies that could be essential to our national security.
And, says Hunter, this messy process sends a bad message to our allies and people who might be considering serving in the military. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.